So we've seen why, from a halachic perspective, it's so important to have kavana, have intent in the first bracha of the Amidah. And if it's true halachically, it must also be true on a deeper level as well. And the Mabit in Beis Elikim brings a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Hei, that says, HaMispalal Tzarech Shechaven Libba Lamala, a person who's davening needs to direct their heart heavenwards. Says the Mabit, Ika HaTfilah, the essence of prayer is not for our needs in this world. It's not about asking, oh, I need this and I want that. Rather, the main focus of prayer ought to be to praise Hashem, to relate His greatness, His miracles, His wonders, His awesomeness. And therefore, the main aspect that we need to focus on during Kavana is to think about praising Hashem, tapping into His greatness, far more than thinking about our own personal needs. That which the Gemara says in Brachas Taflam and Dalet, that a person that can't have Kavana in the whole of their tefillah at least should have Kavana in Brachas. This is because Shadis have Kavana in Avos. This is because the bracha of Avos is relating Hashem's goodness to the world. And if you can't do this, then you can't daven. Because this is the Ikka Kavana, is to praise Hashem. The main intent we're meant to have is this idea of praising Hashem. From this flows everything else. Meaning when a person gets into the zone and they're aware of Hashem's not just His existence, but His involvement in the world, His power, the fact that there is nothing beyond Him, then of course everything that we ask for, everything that we need is going to flow from there. But the first thing is, HaMispalal Tzarech Shechaven Libba Lamala, a person that davens needs to direct their heart upwards, to focus on Hashem, to think about Him, His greatness, His involvement in the world, to make Hashem's name manifest through our prayers, through our tefillahs. This means that when we daven and we give the first three brachas of Shevach, praising Hashem, oh, it's not just a necessary prerequisite we have to butter Him up before we ask. No, that's really where our focus is meant to be. Our focus is meant to be on Hashem's awesomeness, on the reality of His existence, of realigning ourselves and reframing and recontextualizing everything that we ask for within the reality of the existence of an infinite being, an infinite creator who is intimately involved with the world. To the extent that we engage with that, to the extent to which we're real with that, that is the extent to which we'll be answered in the rest of our tefillahs as well. Because ultimately it's all about coming to an awareness of the existence of Hashem. And this is the way the Ralbag and Shmuel says, Mehul al Ekra Hashem, that when I call out to Hashem and I daven to Him, the first things first is I have to praise Him. And the extent to which I praise Hashem is the extent to which I'm creating a sense of attachment and dveikus with Hashem. And when I'm attached and when I'm connected, then my tefillahs can get answered. That means the first bracha of the Amidah is a bracha of dveikus, is a bracha of attachment. We'll speak about how Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov found their own unique ways to do that. How they're relating to Hashem. How they're connecting to Him. They're attaching themselves to Him. Hashem is not an abstract concept. Hashem is very real and very close. But it's up to us to be able to generate that closeness through our thoughts, through our tefillahs, through our kavana. Because ultimately it's up to us. Hashem's there and He's waiting. Karav Hashem l'chol kairav. Just requires us to call out to Him in truth. L'chol asher kru be'emes. The first bracha of the Amidah is the ideal time to do that.